Club. And when school let out for the summer, we were going there every single day. Then we made the mistake of inviting this girl named Trista, who just moved into our neighborhood. I thought it would be really nice of us to share our country club lifestyle with her. But 5 seconds after we got to the pool, she met some lifeguard and forgot all about the guys who'd invited her there. The lesson I learned is that some people won't think twice about using you, especially when there's a country club involved. Me and Rowley were better off without a girl hanging around anyway. We're both bachelors at the moment, and during the summer, it's better to be unattached. There was these ladies in the hot tub, and I said, "Hello, ladies." A few days ago, I noticed the quality of service at the country club was starting to go down a little. Like, sometimes the temperature in the sauna was a few degrees too hot, and one time, the poolside waiter forgot to put one of those little umbrellas in my fruit smoothie. I reported all my complaints to Rowley's dad, but for some reason, Mr. Jefferson never passed them on to the clubhouse manager. Which is kind of weird. If it was me who was paying for a country club membership, I'd want to make sure I was getting my money's worth. Anyway, a little while later, Rowley told me he wasn't allowed to invite me to his pool anymore, which is fine with me. I'm much happier inside my air-conditioned house, where I don't have to check my soda can for bees every time I go to take a sip. Saturday. Like I said, Mom keeps trying to get me to go to the pool with her and my little brother Manny. But the thing is, my family belongs to the town pool, not the country club. And once you've tasted the country club life, it's hard to go back to being an ordinary Joe at the town pool. Besides, last year I swore to myself that I would never go back to that place again. At the town pool, you have to go through the locker room before you go swimming, and that means walking through the shower area where grown-up men are soaping down right out in the open. Ugh. The first time I walked through the men's locker room at the town pool was one of the most traumatic experiences of my life. I mean, there were ugly dudes everywhere. I'm probably lucky I didn't go blind. Seriously, I don't see why Mom and Dad bothered to try to protect me from horror movies and stuff like that if they're going to expose me to something about 1,000 times worse. I really wish Mom would stop asking me to go to the town pool because every time she does, it puts images in my mind that I've been trying hard to forget. Sunday. Well, now I'm definitely staying indoors for the rest of the summer. Mom had a house meeting last night and said money is tight this year and we can't afford to go to the beach, which means no family holiday. That really stinks. I was actually looking forward to going to the beach this summer. Not because I like the ocean and the sand and all of that. Because I don't. I realized a long time ago that all the world's fish and turtles and whales go to the bathroom. Right there in the ocean. And I seem to be the only person who's bothered by this. My brother Roderick likes to tease me because he thinks I'm afraid of the waves. But I'm telling you, that's not it at all. Run, 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 away from waves. Ah! Anyway, I was looking forward to going to the beach because I'm finally tall enough to go on the Cranium Shaker, which is this really awesome ride that's on the boardwalk. Roderick's been on the Cranium Shaker at least 100 times, and he says you can't call yourself a man until you ride it. Mom said maybe if we save our pennies, we can go back to the beach next year. Then she said we'd still do a lot of fun stuff as a family, and one day we'll look back on this as the best summer ever. Well, now I only have 2 things to look forward to this summer. One is my birthday, and the other is when the last Little Cutie comic runs in the paper. I don't know if I ever mentioned this before, but Lil Cutie is the worst comic ever. To give you an idea of what I'm talking about, here's what ran in the paper today. Little Cutie, looking out the window at the rain, said,